Now, Trade and Enterprise Minister Peter Burke joins us on the line now to talk about the new Seed and Venture Capital Scheme aimed at helping Irish startups. 250 million is being given to Enterprise Ireland for this, a 42% increase on the existing scheme. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Anya.
So what does this 250 million into the Seed and Venture Capital Scheme, that money going to Enterprise Ireland, what will that achieve compared to the existing scheme?
So this will be the sixth version, five-year plan of this scheme. And we've got a 40% increase, as you quite rightly pointed out there, of 250 million euros. So essentially what we're focused on with the scheme is firstly to grow our economy through new startups, to create new jobs and to export. And the key areas that we'll be focusing on is life sciences, AI, the huge opportunity that's coming down the line for Ireland, and climate action, and obviously female entrepreneurship as well, which is very important for diversification. So if you look at the fund and what it has achieved so far, we've put about 4,500 jobs directly related to the fund, and we want to continue that growth into the future. And many of your listeners who are involved in the startup space, you'll hear them talking about a gap of funding between 3 million and 10 million euro. And what that means, what they refer to, is that ICEF, the Wealth Sovereign Fund on behalf of the state, deal with very significant portfolios, funding gaps of above 10 million euro. But this fund is key targeted to our indigenous startup companies who have a good idea, where there's a significant amount of risk, but yet a huge amount of reward potentially for the Irish economy. And secondly, those who have that idea, they've started their trading, but they're looking to scale, they're looking to export and grow their business. And this is really targeted at that sector. And that can have huge rewards to the Irish economy, not only in jobs, but creating companies who can amass sales and worth of over €1 billion in time.
So this isn't just aimed at startups, is that right? Because one of the problems in Ireland isn't just access to starting up. Many companies start up, but it's getting to grow and to grow to significant scale in the market.
Absolutely. And it's about growing our exports. And we have been very strong over the last decade. Our exports now are over €31 billion. We've doubled them through Enterprise Ireland companies over the last decade. And this is keenly focused at those indigenous companies who have that capacity, many of them who have the idea, and they're in a space that there is significant risk still. And it's very difficult sometimes to get finance at a keen rate, which doesn't undercut the sustainability of the enterprise. This vehicle presents a huge opportunity for them, and it's tried and tested, and it's backed up by an independent report which we commissioned on the original iterations of the scheme, which has been delivering. We've made a few tweaks, and we have to move the target in terms of where the economy is going, because there's huge growth in life sciences and obviously artificial intelligence, all those areas which we need to capture as a country. We're really, really well placed to really take in that opportunity, and obviously to the benefit of our citizens into the future.
So that's the good news as far as you're concerned, Minister. Is the bad news the fact that the Low Pay Commission is recommending a €1 increase in the minimum wage to 13.70? The Indo says, the Irish Independent today saying that's a headache for the government, and you're very worried about this.
Well, first of all, I've been around the country meeting so many of our family businesses. I've really reset the focus through the department on SMEs since my appointment a couple of months ago. And I've really heard their concerns. There's a huge amount of concern out there in terms of some of the very positive regulatory change. And we have to be honest about this. The last thing we ever want to do is to portray this as a zero-sum game. What's good for the employer is not necessarily bad for the employees.
So we really want to get, but on the other hand, IBEC have already raised concerns, Minister, going back to the start of the year. They're saying an extra 4 billion already has been added to employers' wage bills through things like auto enrolment, extra bank holidays, the sick pay, and so on. And now the Low Pay Commission recommending another €1 increase in the minimum wage. That goes up to 13.70. Are you going to agree to that?
Well, first of all, I would not countenance an increase of the scale that you're referring to. So I want to be very clear with that. And that is not necessarily what the Low Pay Commission is agreeing, by the way, because we have to take this decision, the Cabinet. We have to really work through our government colleagues, and I have to discuss that with them first. But I want to say,
but government's never said no to a recommendation for the Low Pay Commission before, have they?
But your information may not necessarily be correct. That's as far as I can say at the moment, Anya. But I want to say to all those SMEs listening, in terms of the scale of the recommendation, what I want to say to all those SMEs who are listening in this morning, those family businesses who are working 5 to 9 as opposed to 9 to 5, employing people, seeing the employment that has accelerating our economy. Since the eve of the pandemic, we've put 400,000 new jobs into our economy, 400,000 extra incomes into families right across the state. I hear their pressure. I've been meeting them. I've been talking to them. I've good experience in the private sector.
But you haven't given me an answer, Minister, yet as to how much you think therefore it should go up to.
I will absolutely ensure. I can't negotiate budgetary negotiations on the airwaves, Anya. It's very clearly established practice that the Low Pay Commission recommend to our department. I discussed that through the budgetary parameters with our government colleagues, and there's a decision made on budget date. That's the established mechanism. So I just can't go into
talk,
detail.
But fair enough. But Minister, just for some clarity here, the minimum wage is currently at $12.70. You've a recommendation from the Low Pay Commission saying it should be an extra €1 or even up to €1.
No, I'm challenging you on that, Anya. I'm telling you your information isn't correct on that.
So that's not the recommendation from the Low Pay Commission?
I'm not going to go into the amount, but the information isn't correct on that. I want to be very clear to businesses.
Have they recommended below €1 then?
The country. If you heard what I said, Anya, I've been very clear. I'm not going to conduct negotiations on the budget over the airways.
No,
I do that with my
government colleagues.
We're just
trying to establish some facts. Absolutely, Minister. I'm not asking you to negotiate here. I'm asking
you
to clarify.
And you will bring me down a rabbit hole of how much it is.
Minister,
I'm trying to do a bidding over the phone.
Okay, you've told me the information I have used in this interview is incorrect, that the Low Pay Commission has recommended €1 to €1.20. Fair enough if that's incorrect. What have they recommended? Is it below €1?
But Anya, I've been very clear with you. I cannot go into negotiations and really say before my cabinet colleagues are aware of what the recommendation is.
It's not a negotiation,
if I was
it's
to give
a fact.
It to you, yes, it's a fact that hasn't been made and circulated
but what
across
is the
government
fact?
As yet. Let's be fair here. You're not going to push me on this, Anya. I mean, very clear. I want to talk to our businesses, our family businesses up and down the country to let them know that I will ensure what is and goes before them into the statute
okay,
books.
You just won't put a number on it right
supports,
now. Fair enough. Okay.
And that there are supports through the budget. And I think it's very unfair, actually, that when there's an established process, when we have the budgetary negotiations underway, that's the process.
Okay, well, I'm trying to be as fair as possible here, Minister, and just clarify what the facts are between us in the interview. But fair enough, you've said you're not going to give any more clarity there. Also, the Savills report.
But
we
I
heard
am giving clarity
Petula
to
Martin
to our
in
SME,
the business
very
news.
Clearly.
We heard Petula Martin in the business news. The population rise is outstripping house supply. For every four more people, there's only one extra home. And affordability is a huge issue. House price inflation now 8.6%, higher than this time last year. All of this, whatever you're doing on housing, Minister, it's not enough. The problem's getting worse.
Well, I absolutely know we are in a very severe difficulty in relation to housing. But what I can say is judge the evidence again. We are responding at a scale that is colossal at this point in time. If you look at from April, 12 months, if you look from April 2024 to 12 months, over 53,000 homes have been commenced. And every quarter now, the third successive rolling quarter, over 31,000 new homes have been brought into the economy. That's at record levels now under this current government. And what that means is that people can drive around their communities, they can see housing developments with builders on site at
fair
a scale
enough.
Of 200 and 300
but also a fact,
new unit
Minister,
developments.
A fact from the Savills report. Ireland has the worst decline in affordability of the 9 countries they looked at between 2015 and 2022. The worst. And Fine Gael your party, Minister, has been in power all that time. So you own this problem, don't you?
Absolutely not. If you look at the report, it refers back to a period of population growth from 2010 to where we are now. And if you look where the economy has gone from then, we're at a period of where we had mass unemployment, where 2/3 of our construction force left our shores. We've got them back now under this government. We've put 400,000 jobs back into the economy since the eve of the pandemic. And what we're doing now is we're building homes at record levels, but not also only homes, but building public infrastructure, new schools, third level institutes, and ensuring that we've better broadband in rural parts of Ireland than in the heart of Manhattan. We have transformed our economy into a modern digital economy. We are delivering for people because, as I said, don't listen to politicians. Judge the evidence. We're at record levels of home ownership now in this country again, and people can see the trajectory to getting the key of their first home now by the supports we've put in place.
Thank you for speaking to us. That's Peter Burke, Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment.